VGCCC pushes for cashless Tabcorp betting terminals. Australian state gaming regulator, the Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, has announced that the betting terminals throughout the region must be cashless or are to be situated in close proximity to the counter at the venue. This follows an incident where a 16-year-old girl was able to gamble on a Tabcorp betting terminal more than 30 times in many pubs. Under the terms of the directive from the VGCCC, as part of the renewal of the Tabcorp gaming license, all cash betting terminals should be located within 5 meters of the counter. If any gaming machine is outside this limit, then the venue is required to operate a cashless betting system. Customers who wish to bet at a cashless venue will be required to pass an age verification check and will then receive a voucher allowing them to place a wager. It is estimated that in pubs and clubs throughout the state of Victoria, around 60% of the betting terminals are situated outside the 5-meter limit. Quote, Tabcorp worked with the state regulator to ensure cash betting was allowed for electronic betting terminals within 5 meters of the counter and that voucher betting is allowed for all other electronic gaming terminals. Spokesperson. Tabcorp, VGCCC charges and possible fines. Following the minor being allowed to play on betting terminals in 2022, it has left Tabcorp facing a total of 72 charges for multiple breaches. If found guilty of these breaches, it could lead to Tabcorp facing a maximum fine of $969,236. The VGCCC has also instructed Tabcorp to carry out a mystery shopper campaign where they send an underage gambler into venues containing the company's betting terminals and to test if the minor is asked for age verification before they are allowed to gamble. Venues that fail to perform ID checks risk having betting terminals removed from their premises. Quote, it is inexcusable to accept a bet from a minor and tougher actions are required to protect the community, especially children, from gambling harm. Venue staff are the first line of defense in protecting minors from gambling. We have taken decisive measures where they have failed to take their responsibilities seriously. Annette Kimmett, Chief Executive of Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission,